chosen. Called to be holy, because you are the Lord's beloved.
Hello, my friend. I don't know what your day is like, but it's beautiful here. It's the morning when I'm reaching out to you. You've been in my mind and thoughts for a while, all of us who gather and listen in with each other. There's so much to hear, to listen to. I sit before a beautiful painting given to me by a friend, a print of it, with Mary listening, seeing, open to a column of light, the presence of God. It's titled The Annunciation. God announces to you and me right now, wherever we are, God's abiding love, God's presence. It's striking to me this morning again that in our energy or in our excitement, at least in mine, there can be this question that we've shared this weekend here at the mountain, and it's a wonderful one, and that is, God, what would you have me do? What is mine to do? And I might miss the first reality, the lasting and everlasting presence of God. Not first asking anything of us or even ready to tell me anything. Proclaimed is the word of God, the presence of God. But the telling isn't telling yet. The listening lets us sense and feel the presence of God. And so take this time and enjoy that. Again, you can let this voice of mine be background music for you, or turn this off and just sit in the quiet. I think we gather here because it gives us a time and moment to be here and not somewhere else. This day we celebrate, the day I'm celebrating with others, the Feast of the Transfiguration. And again, we've had a wonderful weekend here of women and men coming back, young and old, for a transformational time on the mountain, a time to be transformed. And that happens, I think, and I believe, at all times when we quiet ourselves and listen long enough that we sense the very God we consider transfigured before us. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who will die and rise in the story of the gospel, and right now is present to us and has asked us to climb the mountain as Jesus did. Peter, James, and his brother John led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And we hear about how Moses and Elijah appear there, the images, the signs, the archetypes of the ancient and ongoing, enduring covenant God has with us, Moses. The prophets, Elijah, proclaiming hope, and in the face of injustice and poverty and agony and all the trials of the world, the God who is again present and always has been, now in hope and renewal, the prophet, the promise in the prophet, and the presence, the ongoing, enduring presence that we now have in the incarnate one, Jesus, who has invited us to whatever moment we're in. You know, didn't first invite us to say, okay, sit down, let me tell you what I'm going to have you do. So our question is a wonderful one, but it's a bit naive and maybe a little bit ahead of its time. Lord, what would you have me do? The first thing is where this gospel begins. Jesus took Peter and James and John. You might say he took them by the hand. He led them. We don't hear them fighting that choice, but we do hear the choice and intentionality of Jesus to take them to the mountain where the place, the encounter, the experience is. Again, not first of mission, but of matter, the matter. The truth, what really matters, of God's love. For a cloud overshadowed them, and we hear a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very afraid. I mean, there are moments like this that can be startling even to us if we stop. There's something certain and comfortable in the question, and it's wonderful. It's the Girl Scout or the Boy Scout of us pledging allegiance and now wanting to live the virtues and values of the life. But the life that we are invited to is the very life of God, and the life of God manifest in the relationship of the Father and the Son, and this choice, this loving, not even just sending the Son. "This is my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." And so we have the opportunity here, now, with each other. And whenever we wish again to let go of those things that would have us self-consciously move to the good when the good has moved to us. God is here. Right now the cloud is parting. Or if it remains, the word, the voice, the Father, the love of God speaks through it, around it, and to us. "I love you. You are my chosen one. For you and I have been taken up here, taken in by Jesus the Christ, our brother, in whom we inherit everything, the fullness of the resurrection, the richness of everlasting life." And so rather than taking in all those ideas I just trailed off there on, I mean, really, they shine in their own light. Today, the light, the wonder is that the first thing we're invited to do is to listen to the one who is God's love, who loves us, whatever we've done recently or whoever we seem to think we are that isn't either appropriate or correct or right, and, you know, all the things that I can think about myself today that can just become the cloud again, the cloud. And God speaks through all of that to this moment. Tells us of God's great love in the one who calls us brother, sister, no longer slave, but friend. There are many forms of Christian meditation and many forms of meditation, and I don't mean to narrow it down to just one, but my sisters and brothers, here it is. To be lifted up and taken to a place and time with Jesus, for have time fall away, and in and with him, hear the words of the ineffable one who speaks everything in this moment in a transparent phrase. And as we listen, we hear the love that is the love beyond all love. We sit in the Son of God meditating on the Father, and the Father loving the Son. And yes, soon, and in the moment when we complete this time, taking us down the mountain. Jesus doesn't just trail off and they follow him, but now bound to him and the Father's love for him and for us, we enter sometimes some of the most strained times, Jesus soon to be crucified. But in this moment, all of that is taken into, and our meditation has a completeness in it right now. As we sit and let ourselves be found in whatever cloud we find ourselves in, by the Word, Christ, the Father's voice speaking to us, "Behold, see, listen to my beloved." my sisters and brothers. Enjoy the time you're in and be transfixed by the one who is transfigured before us. For he is our brother and Lord. And he is the one who takes us by the hand and leads us into the next moment, where we first, among all other things, hear that we are the beloved. The Lord give you peace.
Because you are chosen, so bad.